Welcome back to WTBU News. Here's tonight's New England Report. In an effort to increase vaccinations, Massachusetts will offer doses to those who accompany older residents who are getting them. The state is calling these, quote, companion appointments, unquote, and plans to allow younger spouses, adult children, relatives, neighbors, or caregivers on the list of those allowed to receive a vaccine when accompanying a resident 75 years or older to their appointment, all starting Thursday. Appointments can be booked for both parties at the Massachusetts government website, but only one companion may get the vaccination. In his Wednesday announcement, Governor Charlie Baker said he hopes this effort will encourage more people 75 years or older to get vaccinated.
The Nahant Police Department is warning the public to be aware of potential coyotes around the area after a family's dog was attacked by a pack on Monday. Aline Peterson was left in fear after seeing her own dog, Buddy, being attacked by two coyotes in her own backyard. Buddy suffered multiple gashes to his leg and backside as the result of the attack. Peterson is now warning other pet owners about Buddy's brutal attack, as well as parents around the neighborhood to keep an eye out. Meanwhile, Nahant police took the issue to social media to alert the public, stating that coyotes tend to, quote, become more aggressive and more territorial during mid-February, which is their mating season. It should be noted that making a loud noise, flashing lights, or spraying water from a hose can help scare away a coyote.
At the meeting, Chief Executive Officer of Elder Services of Merrimack, Joan Haddam Roy, called this a, quote, game changer in Massachusetts' rollout plan because it might ease tension some people have about going to, for example, Gillette Stadium to get the vaccine. Massachusetts residents can get free McDonald's as part of the company's pilot program. Now, when customers participate at select McDonald's, they can participate in the loyalty program, which will provide 100 points for every dollar spent at a purchase. As the points accumulate, customers will be able to cash them in for qualifying free items. The company announced there will also be different rewards tiers that customers can unlock with the McDonald's app once their total points have reached a particular amount. In addition to Massachusetts, states throughout New England, as well as Arizona and Nevada, will participate. The program's official launch for New England was January.
The State Fire Marshal's Office reported that one person was found dead and two people were badly injured after a house fire broke out in Lowell on Wednesday morning. The fast-moving fire occurred overnight in a multi-family home for 20 to 25 people at 98 Westford Street. There was intense fire shooting from the roof of the house and ended up spreading to the homes next door. About 5 hours after the fire started, firefighters were able to rescue a dog from the building safely.
The College of the Holy Cross in Worcester made school history this week. Founded in 1843, the oldest Catholic university in New England has named Vincent D. Rougeau as their new school president. Rougeau, who has spent the last decade serving as the dean of Boston College Law School, will be Holy Cross's first black and lay president in school history. Lay meaning he will be the first non-ordained person to serve in the role. Rougeau will serve as the 33rd president of Holy Cross, replacing Reverend Philip L. Burrow. According to an announcement made by the school, Rougeau was unanimously selected by the school board of trustees on February 9th following a nationwide search. He'll begin work on July 1st.
Connecticut lawmakers hope to pass a new law to battle discrimination against people of color in the workplace. After being shelved due to the pandemic in March, lawmakers have reintroduced a House bill called An Act Creating a Respectful and Open World for Natural Hair, also known as the Crown Act. This act would protect workers from discrimination for having natural hair and hairstyles, like braids, dreads, Bantu knots, and more. So far, the bill has had bipartisan support. The bill currently has only been raised in the Labor Committee's public hearing. The committee must now vote on whether to push the bill to the House again. If the bill does succeed, Connecticut will become the 8th state to pass an anti-discrimination law for natural hair.
The lieutenant governor of Rhode Island has a pool of applicants to choose from after some 60 candidates applied for his job. Lieutenant Governor Dan McKee is poised to replace Governor Gina Raimondo in the event she's confirmed as the next U.S. Secretary of Commerce. call for applications was put out earlier this year, and according to McKee's office, a pool of 58 applicants has emerged. Among them is Providence City Council President Sabina Matos, former Central Falls Mayor James Diosa, and a slew of former state legislators. Also among the list of applicants compiled by McKee's office was WPRI's TJ Del Santo. Del Santo is a meteorologist for the television news station, but has since withdrawn his application. In a statement published on WPRI.com, Del Santo said, quote, "I wanted to increase protections for the environment to keep our water and air clean across the state, but I've decided to withdraw my application for various reasons," end quote. With Raimondo waiting to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate, it's not clear just yet when McKee will name or appoint his successor.
On behalf of Melissa Ellen, Megan Forsyth, Sammy Groban, James Paleogopoulos, and Kylie Gwen, I'm Alex Corey for WTBU News, and we'll be right back with your national report.